I got the impression we were being punished for going to Normandy, Webster wrote. There was a dreary list of parades, inspections, field problems, night problems, and trips to the firing range. Winters had smuggled some live ammunition back to Altborn from Normandy. He used it to give the replacements the feel of advancing in an attack under covering fire. There was a risk involved, obviously to the men on maneuvers, but also to Winters himself, as it was unauthorized, and if anyone had been wounded, it would have been his fault. But he felt the risk was worthwhile, because he had learned on June 6th at Braecourt Manor that the key to a successful attack was to lay down a good, steady base of fire and then advance right under it. Done correctly, the job got accomplished with few casualties. The training exercises were necessary in order to give the replacements in the company — nearly half the company was made up of recruits by this time, just over from the States after completing jump school — the feel of live fire, and to integrate them into the company. But necessary or not, they were hated. Still, compared to the 1943 experience in Altborn, the summer of 1944 was a joy. Malarkey explained, "We are no longer subject to the discipline and vindictiveness of Herbert Sobel and Sergeant Evans." With Dick Winters, fairness and compassion replaced the unreasonableness of his predecessor. The esprit de corps in the company increased tremendously. It helped morale that, however rigorous the training program, Easy was spending the summer in Altborn rather than Normandy. "I thank God and General Eisenhower that we returned to England," Webster wrote his parents, "whenever I think of the Pacific boys, living in jungles and on barren coral reefs, and of the infantry in France, grinding forward without music or entertainment of any kind until they are killed or wounded." All the men in Altborn were keenly aware that the 4th Infantry Division, their partners on D-Day, were still on the line, taking casualties, sleeping in foxholes, eating K-rations, never bathing. Rumors were constant. On August 10th, Eisenhower himself inspected the division, which convinced everyone that the next combat jump was coming immediately, a conviction reinforced on August 12th, when brand new equipment was handed around. Some were sure it was off for the South Pacific, others thought India, others Berlin. Those rumors were ridiculous, of course, but what fed them was the fact that the division made plans for 16 operations that summer, each one of which was canceled.